I attended a local school there called Ridings, and I briefly attended Arundel and Harare before moving to the UK. Currently, I am the councillor for Hucknall Central in the UK, and I own a luxury boutique called Nicole's Boutique. I also have studied a degree in criminology and international relations, which has obviously opened the different avenues that I've pursued now.
So now, what business were you in before becoming a politician?
I really struggled to get into the field that I'd studied for. So I entered a competition called World of Difference, where 11,000 people entered, but 500 were chosen to work for a charity of their choice. I chose the Women's Center because women's issues were really close to my heart. So the fight against domestic violence, working with women who'd come out of prison, reintegrating them back into society, and also just helping people get into work, etc. So what I did was work for the Women's Center for a couple of years, then later decided to start my extensions boutique. I did that because, you know, I believe women spend a lot of money on hair and beauty, and I just wanted to bring women a luxury product they could trust. So once the business was established, I had the time to figure out what I really wanted to do with my life, and which was to really help people and give back to my community. So that's what I did before being elected.
What really made you to be a politician? We know that politics is full of many, you know, potholes, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, what made me get into politics, I suppose, again, you know, my passion for my community and wanting to help people. I feel more aligned to the Labour Party values because they're, you know, I stand up for what's right and what's just, and I feel that the Labour Party have a long history of fighting against inequality. I really believe in their values of fairness, and I mean, that's why I joined the Labour Party and why I represented them. And to be honest, their values also align with Christian values, which works really well for myself because, you know, helping the poor, helping the most vulnerable in your society, and really just standing for what's right. So it really was all together. It came together well for me.
Now, what can Zimbabwe learn from British elections?
Well, having just won an election personally, but the party I represent having lost an election nationally, what I've learned is this really. When the result is declared, we accept it and we shake hands. We continue to fight to make a difference and just improve people's lives because essentially politics is about improving people's lives. So I suppose what we could learn is that, you know, when it's all said and done, the people decide.
Do you see any differences between the British and Zimbabwean elections?
I mean, the system here is really good. And I think there's always room for improvement. We're finding that a lot of people, you know, we had several different issues in our election and so many pros and cons. But what I would say about engaging the voters was, you know, there can always be more done. You know, some people engage because they feel issues that are at the heart of the election involve them. Some people disengage because they feel, you know, politics doesn't work for them anymore. So in terms of electoral process, I would say that, you know, with any electoral process, whether Zimbabwean or in the UK, there's always room for improvement.
What is your message to Zimbabweans in the diaspora and those back home about, you know, being a politician overseas?
My message to them, I suppose, is that, you know, in life you have dreams and aspirations and you should just go for them. In terms of politics, you know, people feel at times that politics doesn't work for them and that, you know, you hear all sorts of things about politics. But what I would say is you should never get tired of doing the right thing. Never get tired of standing up for what's right and standing up for what you believe in. So what I would say to Zimbabweans all over the world is that, you know, if you feel strongly about something and if you're fighting against something, you know, stand up for what you believe in and stand up for what's right and what's just.
Tell us a bit about your family.
My father is a pharmacist by profession, but he's also been a counselor in Karoo. My mother is a nurse in the UK and a midwife as well. So my parents are both forces to be reckoned with. I have a younger brother and sister. My sister actually helped me in the campaign. She was actually hired by the Labour Party later on in the process to work at the campaign office. And my brother is a financial assistant. So